Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From New York-based pianist and composer Leslie Pinchik, we start this new hour of Neon Jazz with the 2018 tune Happy Dog off her latest CD, You Eat My Food, You Drink My Wine, You Steal My Girl. So prior to getting into jazz, she was a teaching assistant in English literature at Columbia University, getting her Master of Philosophy degree in 17th century English literature. Her initial jazz foray into the Manhattan scene came in a trio format with legendary bassist Red Mitchell at Bradley's. As the years went forward, she got more experience. She formed her own trio that performs regularly at New York City and East Coast jazz venues like Jazz at Kitano, Bar Next Door, The Blue Note, and many other places like Smalls. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she explained rather eloquently how it all somehow came together.
I feel that everything a person does in their life is grist for the mill. So if you've done anything with any kind of depth or care, it's going to translate into, it's who you are, and it can't help but be evinced in your being, whatever it is that you do. Of course, you know, they're totally different fields, but I definitely feel, you know, for the longest time I felt that so sorry that I had spent all of my early life in literature and hadn't, you know, didn't have any of the background that all the people with whom I play.
This latest release is her sixth CD, and she just keeps growing into her own as a pianist in New York and in the world of jazz at large. Along with composing music for her own band, she has also written liner notes for some notable recent jazz CDs from the likes of Steve Wilson and Lewis Nash and even Bruce Barth. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs all the cats on the keys, from Jay McShann to Joe Cartwright, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to rev your engines full of jazz octane. So our next cat is a legend on the show. This is jazz and classical pianist Keith Jarrett with the 1974 cut Treasure Island. As we get into it, let's have a listen to Leslie once more.
When I've heard Keith Jarrett with his Standards Trio, I've loved it. Thank you. This is Leslie Pinchik. I'm a pianist from New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Joe and to his show for sharing our music with you. Best wishes to everybody.
Thank you.
That was the impressive young jazz guitarist Andreas Verdi with the 2018 tune The Quest to Dopeness off his CD The Quest, and that quest has been a success. Music icon Quincy Jones has said this of him: he is one of the most talented people on the planet who takes the music back to where it belongs. Andreas started his ascent to mastering jazz guitar at a very young age. Born of Hungarian gypsy descent, he was raised in a small town in Slovakia and began to play the guitar at 4 years old at the urging of his father by the name of Bandy. Within the last few years, this just-turned 16-year-old guitar sensation has risen to the foreground of the jazz guitar arena, and he's been very impressive playing all over the place. These days, he is touring worldwide and opening for his idol, George Benson, in both Europe and North America. From jazz soprano, saxophonist, and composer Jane Ira Bloom, this is the tune On Seeing JP off the 2003 CD Chasing Pain. Jane Ira Bloom meets Jackson Pollock. It's a good one, man, as this jazz artistry continues to move forward. Thank you.
I'm Mark the Love Man Pinder from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
St. Louis native cool jazz baritone saxophonist Bob Gordon teamed up with jazz tenor saxophonist and arranger Jack Montrose with the 1954 song Meet Mr. Gordon off the LP Two Can Play. So Bob was well known for jamming with cats like Stan Kenton, Shelly Manne, Chet Baker, Maynard Ferguson, Herbie Harper, and many others. And, on the other hand, Jack worked with Jerry Gray and then Art Pepper, along with doing arrangements for Clifford Brown. And that covered the whole cool jazz realm on the West Coast, and both of them together captured it just fine. From the veteran and very talented baritone saxophonist Gary Smulyan, one of the very first interviews we ever did around here. He's a great cat. This is a new cut called Deep People off his 2018 CD called Alternative Contrafacts, as the show gets better and better here on Neon Jazz.
The
That was the 17-piece big band based in the Bay Area. That was the Electric Squeeze Box Orchestra with the song ANIF off the 2018 CD, The Falling Dream. This band is led by the great trumpeter Eric Jacobson, and they just began a new residency every Sunday night at the California Jazz Conservatory in Berkeley. The one thing about this band is that you'll catch many of the Bay Area's top jazz musicians subbing every week. These days, they are working on their third CD featuring some of their collaborations with these guest artists. From the famed Miles Davis Quintet that went strong from 1955 to early 1969, this is the tune The Theme Part 1 from the early days, circa 1956, as we keep this show going on.
Oh,
That was multi-readist and composer Mike McGinnis with the 2018 song Insist on Something Sometimes off the CD Singular Awakening. So this cat is a musical explorer unbound by stylistic barriers, unwaveringly individual, curious, and open-minded. With every new release, he reveals his passion for traversing musical genres. Over the years, he's played with the likes of Anthony Braxton, Alice, and Robbie Coltrane, Hank Roberts, Ben Goldberg, Steve Coleman, and even the indie rock heroes, Yo La Tengo. From the jazz, the standards, and even the pre-rock, this is singer Helen Carr with the 1955 song, Down in the Depths, on the 90th Floor, as this show begins getting closer and closer to the curtain call here on Neon Jazz.
It's somebody else's moon above, not mine. It's somebody else's night for love, not mine. A heart to someone else is a thing that melts. To me, it's just a comic valentine. Let somebody else's tears be shed, not mine. Let somebody else's nose get red, not mine. So until I can draw a pair, it's somebody else's moon up there, not mine.
Gary, I'm talking to you from Durham, North Carolina. You're listening to Neon Jazz, Joe Domino.
If you're going to the city, better have some cash. If you're going to the city, you better have some cash. Because the people in the city don't mess around with trash. When you get up to the city, you better lock your door. Or when you get up to the city, you better lock your door. You know they'll take what you got, boy. Then they'll ask for more. When you get up to the city, you got to learn to shout. Oh, when you get up to the city, you better learn to shout. You know, if you don't stand up and holler, you're gonna get left out. And if you stay up in the city, there's just two things I hope. I said if you stay up in the city, there's just two things I hope. That you don't take money from a woman, and you don't start messing around with dope.
That was the inordinately prolific jazz and blues pianist, singer, and songwriter Mose Allison with the tune If You're Going to the City off the 1994 CD set Alice in Wonderland, the Mose Allison Anthology. And bringing this jazz wonderland to a halt will be drummer, percussionist, and composer Paul Motian with the 1990 song Walking Up off the CD called Bill Evans, as we walk right on up to this notion of thanking you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who is always walking right up to the music mic, it's the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Keeping it real.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We love you out there in Radio Land. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends. We'll be right back.
Neon Jazz.